今朝早愿意同弟兄姊妹一齐交通以弗所书里边嘅信息。
This morning, I'd like to share with brothers and sisters in the message in the book of Ephesians.
请我哋打开以弗所书。
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians.
第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章，我哋由第十五节开始读。
Ephesians chapter 1, we'll start with verse 15 and end at verse 19.
以弗所书第一章十五节，找到的请听读。
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15, those who could find it, please listen to me as I read it.
因此我既听见你们顺从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒，就为你们不住地感谢神。祷告的时候常提到你们，求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大。
Verse 15, Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him.The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us, usward, who believe according to the working of his mighty power. Let us bow our heads and have a prayer.
主，我哋再次嘅多谢你，因为你召聚我哋到你嘅面前嚟。
Lord, once again, we thank thee for you have gathered us this morning.
愿主你向我们讲说话。
May Lord that you speak to us.
主啊，求你用你的话语来引导我们。
And lead us and guide us with your words.
主要叫我们晓得你自己的心意。
So that we could come to understand your heart's desire.
主啊，又让我们能够明白主你自己的心肠。
And then we can understand your heart's desire.
主啊，你要向我们讲明你自己嘅旨意系乜嘢
？And you desire to reveal to us what your promises.
我求主俾我哋有个受教嘅耳朵。
And Lord, help us to give us a listening ear.
愿主你继续嘅喺我哋中间嚟作工。
And may you continue to work amongst us.
恩待我哋呢段嘅时间。
Deal kindly with us with this time.
奉主耶稣嘅名祈祷。
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.我们知道以弗所书是保罗呢在监狱的时候写的一封信。
We know the book of Ephesians is written by Paul when he was in prison.
这一封信呢，如果我们仔细的读
If this letter, if we read it in detail carefully,
你就发觉到呢，他这个信的内容是发表了神永远的旨意。
We'll come to realize that this letter, what it talks about, is the eternal purpose of God.
我哋呢个词呢，我哋时时都听到嘅。
Now this phrase we often hear about.
尤其是喺呢度聚会嘅弟兄姊妹，我哋好多时候都听到呢个神嘅永远嘅旨意呢个字。
Now for the brethren that have worshipped here for a while, we often hear the phrase the eternal purpose of God.
但系呢个神嘅永远嘅旨意。究竟是什么呢
But now, what is the eternal purpose of God?
我们要求主将我们带进去一个明白的里面。
May the Lord help us to enter into this understanding.
这个以弗所书就是讲出了神的永远的旨意究竟是什么呢
Now, the book of Ephesians speaks of what is the eternal purpose of God.
还有怎样进到去这个神永远的旨意的里面的一些事情。
And also some matters regarding how to enter into the eternal purpose of God.
好，很多人我们都会明白到呢，信耶稣得永生。
Many of us knows that believe in the Lord Jesus and we gain eternal life.
其实我们每一个主日，每一次的全福音聚会，我们都讲了这个。
Now this is a matter we often preach during our gospel meetings.
信耶稣，就得到永生。
Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will have eternal life.
我们就不至灭亡。
So that we will not perish.
其实这个是一个我们的福气。
So this actually is our blessing.
这个是在我要发生在我们的身上的。
This is something that will happen on us.
你要信，你要得到永生。
If you desire eternal life,
你要不至灭亡。
So that you will not perish,
只有一条路。
There's only one way.
就是相信接受耶稣做你的救主。
And that is to believe that the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior.
这个是神为我们预备的。
This is what God has prepared for us.
但是有没有转过来思想一下？
But on the other side of the coin, have we think of it this way?
神没错是救了我们。
It's true that God has saved us.
我们又是因为祂的拯救，我们得蒙福。
And because He has saved us, we are blessed.
但是有没有想到神为什么要做这件事呢？
But have we thought of why God wants to accomplish this?
神为什么要救你？为什么要救我？
Why does God want to save us? Save me?
那其实那个永生已经在那里。
The eternal life is already there.
神也可以用祂的大能，要很多个人进入到永生。
And God could cause, using His might, His power, that everyone or a lot of people could enter into salvation.
但是神有这个永生为人来预备。
And God has prepared this eternal life.
或者说神救人，究竟他有什么的目的呢？
Now what is the purpose behind God when He chose to save people?
因为我们被拯救过来之后，我们就在他的永远的国度里面有份。
Because when we are saved, we have a part in His eternal kingdom.
那就是这样，来到永永远远这样，这些日子就是这样呢？还是说神救我们有一个的目的？
Now is that how we are going to spend our days? Or is there a definite purpose behind why God saved us?
我们知道我们的神是一个有旨意有目的的神。
And we know that our God is a God of purpose.
啊，佢唔会话做一啲嘅嘢系冇意义嘅。
He would not do anything that is without meaning.
佢每做一件事情都有佢自己嘅旨意。
And each matter, each thing that he accomplishes, there is a good purpose behind it.
对于佢拯救我哋，这个嘅目的，我哋承认，我哋想得太少。
Now the purpose behind why God saved us, sometimes I think that we do not think about it enough.
咁其实老实在讲，其实我哋都谂唔通嘅，因为系佢嘅旨意啊嘛。
And even if we do think about it, we probably would not understand it because this is God's purpose.
啊，但系我哋感谢主，我哋要赞美佢。
But thank the Lord and we praise Him.
系，我哋想。即使我们的想，我们都想不通。
Even though if we think about it, we would not understand.
不讲的话，我们根本不懂得去想。
And yet, sometimes we don't even think about it.
但是我们感谢祂的就是说，祂藉着祂自己的话，将那一个祂自己的心意向我们表达出来。
But what we have to be thankful for is that through His words, He reveals Himself to us.
用什么的话呢？很明显的，在以弗所书嘅里边咧，神就系向我哋解明，或者讲开，或者系打开呢个佢自己嘅旨意系乜嘢。
And what are those words? Those words are what is spoken of in the book of Ephesians. How he used the words to reveal to us, so that we would come to understand what he's saying.
那弟兄姊妹，呢一位创造天地万物嘅神
，Brothers and sisters, this God who created the heavens and the earth,
喺佢嘅心中。那里他有一个旨意。
In his heart, there is a purpose.
佢实在系奇妙，佢系实在系大能，佢系丰富嘅。
He is that all-powerful, almighty, all-abundant God.
喺佢嘅心里边有一个嘅心意，就系话佢愿意将佢自己嘅大能，将佢嘅丰富荣耀都显喺呢个宇宙嘅当中。
And in his heart there is a desire, and that is to manifest the glory, the riches that is in him.
佢点样去彰显佢自己嘅荣耀呢？
Now how is God going to manifest that glory?
佢要点样做先至能够叫佢呢个旨意可以通达出嚟呢？
What can he do that his purpose can be revealed?
佢个旨意就系话让神嘅儿子嘅生命，将佢人神儿子嘅生命赐俾地上边接受耶稣做救主嘅人。
Now his purpose is to give the life of his son to those on earth that who believes in him.
系让喺呢啲嘅人嘅身上边嚟到显出神自己嘅大能嚟。
So that for these people to manifest the mightiness, the all-powerfulness of God, the glory of God.
我哋知道神系无限嘅，无限大嘅。
We know God is he's not bound by anything.
但系人呢，佢系有限嘅。
But man is limited.
我哋受时间、空间各方面嘅限制。
We are bound by time and place.
而且人就系咁渺小嘅，就有限制。
And man is just so insignificant, so small that we are bound by a lot of things.
因此要一个人去显出神自己嘅丰富荣耀大能，好似唔系几大嘅可能。
So in order even for one man to manifest the glory and the riches of God, that in itself is even seems impossible.
因为人呢个嘅容量或者呢个器皿咧太少啦。
Because the capacity, the vessel that man is so small.
点样先能够将神嗰个完全嘅所有嘅荣耀丰富都显出嚟呢？一个人系唔够。
How then can one man be able to manifest the glory, magnificence of God?
因此神需要一个大一啲嘅器皿。
One man is impossible. That's why God needs a bigger, more vast vessel.
有一个大一啲嘅器皿咧，就能够彰显到神自己嘅荣耀丰富。
With a bigger vessel, perhaps that can manifest the glory of God.
因此神嘅计划就系将佢儿子嘅生命赐俾地上所有嗰啲接受耶稣做救主嘅人。
And that's why the purpose of God is to give the life of His Son to all those on earth that believe in His name.
而呢啲人组合喺埋一齐，成为一个大嘅器皿。
And all those that believe in His name, as they gather together, becomes that vessel.
就喺呢一班人嘅身上边嚟到显出神嘅荣耀丰富同埋大能。
And among these group of believers,God's glory and riches can be manifested.
咁啊，圣经佢度话呢一个大嘅器皿称为教会。
And just as the Bible has recorded, this vessel, this vast majority of believers, they are called the body of Christ.
啊，呢个
they are called the church.
系冇错。呢个教会，呢个器皿，呢个大嘅器皿大到点样呢？
This church, this vessel, how vast is it?
唔系净系我哋呢一个。呢间屋或者呢个会所咁大。
It's not only just this location here, it's not just the physical location of this place.
系大到包含晒喺我哋呢度聚会嘅人，喺别处聚会嘅人。
It's vast to such a point that it incorporates all the people here, gathers here, and all the other believers in all the other locations.
无论喺美国境内嘅，或者系喺美国嘅呢个国家之外嘅
，in the nation of the United States and also outside of the United States。
啊，我哋有中国嚟嘅，有香港嚟嘅，或者系加拿大各方面，无论喺边度嚟嘅，呢个大嘅器皿，呢个教会嗰个范围都包括喺里边。
Whether it will be people from China, from Hong Kong, from Canada or other places, this vessel incorporates, covers all of this.
又唔单止咁样样，唔单止净系话呢一个世代。
Not only so, not just at this time period.
连从前嘅世代嘅所有信主嘅人，同埋以后嚟嘅呢个世代嘅信主嘅人。
And also, it covers those who believe in the past and also in the future to come.
So, 都包括喺呢一个大嘅器皿，呢个叫为教会嘅呢个范围嘅里边。
All this is covered by the vastness of the church of the body of Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，你会问教会系乜嘢呢？
So, brothers and sisters, you would ask, what is the church?
教会唔系净系指住1345 Kansas Guy Little 叫做三藩市神的家呢个地方。
Now church is not solely pointing to the 1345 address and the house of God over here.
其实呢个地方唔系叫做教会。
Actually, this physical location may not be called the church accurately.
其实呢个只不过系一个聚会嘅地方嘅啫。
This is a worship place.
乜嘢系教会呢？
What is the church?
是我们这帮人的教会。
We as a group of believers,
we are the church. 所有信耶稣的人。
All who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ,
因为教会。
They are the church.
我们第一节的圣经，哥林多前书。
Let's point to another verse. It's in the book of Corinthians, chapter 1.
第一章，哥林多前书第一章第二节。
First Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 2.
都揾到哈，呢度系保罗写俾哥林多教嘅弟兄姊妹嘅。
Now this here is what Paul wrote to the Church of Corinthians。
咁保罗就咁样讲啦，佢话佢写呢封信俾哥林多神嘅教会。咁呢个教会系咩咧？就系喺基督耶稣里边成圣。蒙召作圣徒的，以及所有在各处求告我主耶稣基督之名的人。
And what Paul wrote is basically verse 2, unto the church of God which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all that in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours.
所以你发觉哥林多嗰度嘅弟兄姊妹叫做教会。
Now we come to know that in Corinth, Corinth, that is part of the church.
咁所有喺基督耶稣里边成圣蒙召作圣徒嘅，呢个都系教会嘅范围嘅里边。
And also all that have been sanctified in Jesus Christ and are called to be saints, they are also part of the church.
呢个包括古今中外。
Now this encompass the past, the present,
the past, the present,
and gamoy.
Away.
Okay. And also the different locales.
都喺呢个范围嘅里边。
All this is encompassed in this category.
好，因此弟兄姊妹，神今日睇三藩市神的家喺呢度，系神嘅教会。
Now today, when God looks at the Kansas Street here, it is the church.
在以弗所书里面所提到的以弗所的弟兄姊妹，神说那里也是教会。
And in the book of Ephesus, those brothers there, they are also the church.
又说在哥林多里面聚会的所有的圣徒都是教会。
And also all the saints that gathered at Corinth, who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, and they are also part of the church.
所以所有咁多嘅信耶稣嘅人集合埋一齐，喺成为一个大嘅器皿。咁呢个大嘅器皿系要嚟盛装或者话彰显基督嘅荣耀、丰富同埋大能。
Now all these saints in the past, present, in different locales, when they are all put together, they are this vast vessel that is used to manifest the glory of God.
所以教会是神计划里面的一个重点。
So the church is a very important point in the purpose of God.
亦都是神工作 嘅中心。
And it's the center of work for God.
喺教会之外，神冇嘢需要做。
Outside the church, there's nothing else God desires to do.
所有嘅工作都喺教会嘅里边。
All the work is focused on the church.
因此咧，我哋睇见基督舍去佢嘅生命系为咗教会。
And therefore, we can see that when Christ gave up his life, it's for the church.
神拯救人，亦都系为咗教会。
God save men, it is for the church.
我哋今日得救，重生得救，亦都系为咗教会。
Today we are saved, we gain salvation, it is for the church.
求主叫我哋睇见呢一个非常重紧要嘅一个点。
Now may the Lord cause us to see this very important matter.
那让我哋睇见神嘅心意系要得着教会，神要作嘅。
So cause us to see that the purpose of the heart's desire of God is to gain the church. His work is in the church.
所以我哋传福音嘅目的，亦都系要为咗建立教会。
And the purpose of us preaching, having gospel, that is for the church to build up the church.
啊，因为拯救人只不过系一个手续。
Because saving is a process.
系，拯救人亦都系一个过程。
Being saved is a process.
嗱，求主叫我哋唔好上仇敌嘅当啊！
We ask the Lord to help us to overcome any misinterpretation from the enemy.
因为撒旦好多时候会中意。见到基督徒净系去传福音，净系睇到救恩嗰一边，而睇唔到咧神喺教会呢一个嘅心意。
Because many times Satan will cause us to only see the gospel aspects of the Bible, but not the building up of the church.
嗱，所以喺呢个以弗所书嘅里边，保罗咧就讲出咗神呢一个。为教会要建立教会的这个目的。
So in the book of Ephesians, Paul has restated that the purpose of building up the church.
因此呢，我们发觉到在以弗所书的第一章十五节开始，保罗有一个祷告。
So we come to see that in Ephesians, verse 15 and chapter 1, Paul has this prayer.
是他在那里那个祷告是宣告神永远的旨意的开始。
And that prayer is to declare the eternal purpose of God.
然后呢你读第三章开始的时候呢亦有保罗第二个的祷告。
Now, if we come to read chapter 3 of the Ephesians, there is the second prayer of Paul.
保罗第二个祷告呢就是讲到如何的成就神这个永远的旨意。
And in that prayer, Paul states how to accomplish, how to fulfill this eternal purpose of God.
那今朝早我愿意同弟兄姊妹先交通第十七节。
Today this morning I want to share with brothers and sisters verse 17.
因为十七节下边就系保罗嗰个祷告嘅内容。
Because in verse 17 and onwards, it's the content of Paul's prayer.
佢话靠我们主耶稣基督的神荣耀的父将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们使你们知道真知道他。
So he prayed that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, that he may grant you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the deep, intimate knowledge of him.
他有一个祷告盼望神给神的儿女的心眼可以得以打开。
Paul has a prayer that desires that the children of God, that their eyes of their heart can be opened up.
让神的儿女真真正正地认识神是怎样的一位。
So that the children of God can really truly understand the secrets and also who God is.
所以他说要使我们真正地知道他。
So that we will have a deep and intimate knowledge of him.
弟兄姊妹， 第一点就是说能够给人有启示的，或者说给人有灵的里面看见的，绝对不是地上面的任何的一个人。
In order for us to understand, there's no man on this earth that can cause us to understand, to give us the revelation.
唯有呢度讲嘅主耶稣基督，荣耀嘅父，同埋智慧同埋启示嘅灵。
Only what is stated here, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, and the Spirit of wisdom and revelation.
你睇见嘛？呢三位一体嘅真相。
Now this Trinity,
只有父，只有神嘅儿子，只有圣灵，佢哋嘅出嚟嘅呢个启示，然后先至正正确确，或者话先至能够让我哋。
Only through this Trinity, the God the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, only they can give us the Spirit, to help us understand, to give us the Spirit of wisdom and revelation. So men have many words.
我可以大胆话，你可以唔听。
They speak of many things, and boldly I can say that you do not listen, you do not have to listen to them.
这个肯定不是 Family Radio 那个了。
Now, what I'm saying here is this is mostly not the one mentioned in the Family Radio.
当神自己要启示他自己的时候，一定是从这位三一的神那里开始。
When God desires to manifest himself, reveal himself to us, it's definitely going to be through one of the Trinities.The Trinity.
Because only from the source,
it's accurate.
也就是只有从那里来，我们才能够有真正的明白。
And only from that source, we could have true understanding.
不可以靠地上面的人，但不可以靠我们的智慧，也都不可以靠我们的聪明。
We cannot rely on any men of this world, and not on any of our knowledge or our intelligence.
几年前曾经有个朋友来到我们中间，他说：你给我三个月，我对圣经的话，我可以完全搞定，搞清楚的。
A few years ago, a friend came amongst us, and he boasted that, "Give me 3 years, and I could
3 months.
Oh, sorry, 3 months, and I could understand the entire Bible."
那现在三个月过去了，三年都过去，再过三年都已经过去了。
Now,
现在人影都不见了。
Now 3 months has passed, even 3 years and another 3 years, and now we don't see him here anymore.
所以听见没认识神，不是用学问，也都不是用知识去传递。
So brothers and sisters, knowing God is not from knowledge.
一定是从灵那里出来。
It must come from the Spirit.
我从小呢就被带入去聚会嘅。
When I was really young, I was let to gather together.
或者我哋中间有好多弟兄姊妹，你都系同样嘅咁样嘅环境啊。
Lot of brothers here might be in a similar situation.
从主日学嘅里边嘅教导查经班里边，听到喺圣经嘅故事嘅里边，我哋知道唔少神嘅事情。
From Sunday Bible studies, from fellowship, and from just messages on the Bible, we know many things about the Bible.
但弟兄姊妹，我们知道这些事情，不等于我们对基督有真正的认识。
Now, knowing these stories, facts, doesn't really show that we know the Bible.
我告诉你，我可以不庆祝圣诞节。
I can tell you that I don't have to celebrate Christmas.
因为我知道那个不对。
Because I know it's wrong.
我又可以呢时时的来聚会，可以时时的读圣经祷告。
I can also come to all the fellowships and I could read the Bible. I can pray.
我也知道几时应该做乜嘢，几时唔应该做乜嘢。
And I can tell when to do something and when not to do something.
但这个只不过是代表着在我里面有这个对基督的认识的知识。
Now that only tells me that inside me, I only have the knowledge of Christ. The knowledge.
Yeah. 咁几时我哋对主有真正嘅认识呢？
Now, when do we have that deep, intimate knowledge, that true understanding of Him?
很多时候,
many times, we may not be entirely clear.
但是神今天有一个要求,
but God has a requirement of us.
要我们去知道祂,
He desires that we know Him.
不单只是知道祂,
not just to know Him, but know Him deep at a deep and intimate level.
我们今天, 考虑的时候，我哋嘅注意力系放喺我哋自己嘅身上面。我需要啲乜嘢？我需要嘅属灵嘅长进。我呢个生命需要点点点点点。
And today, many times our focus is on ourselves. How I want to grow, how I want to know more.
但系神需要乜嘢呢？
But what does God need?
神想要得到啲乜嘢呢？
What does God want from us?
你知唔知呢？
What do you know?
这个就需要在真知道里面来学习。Now
we need to approach this matter in a true understanding of God Himself.
很多时候我们很多福音朋友会来到我们中间，他很多时候一来几个礼拜，几个月。Many
times our Gospel's friends would come amongst our midst for a few months.
但是迟下又不见了人了。
And later on, we see that they're no longer here. And you will come to discover that, oh, there are some people like that.
我为什么要来听道呢？为什么我要来聚会呢？
And why do I want to come to listen to the words of God?
因为我有需要。
Because I have a need.
我需要耶稣帮助我。
I need Jesus to help me.
但何时 当耶稣的帮助不在他的身上出现,
now when they cannot see Jesus guiding, helping them,
或者说他要的帮助已经得到了,
or maybe they have already gained this help from the Lord,
他就不见人,
then they disappear.
弟兄们,
brothers and sisters, we call that not able to see.
但我们今天在主面前,
but today, those who live before the God, before God, His children,
我们一定要清楚的，不是单止来到神的面前，是为着我的需要，我们要学习看主有没有需要。
We know that we understand that we do not come before God for our own needs.
以弗所的弟兄姊妹，他们爱主。
The brethren of Ephesus, they love the Lord. And they obey Him.
好像在启示录那里说到,
just as in Revelation, that they submit, they obey to, the will of God, and they love their fellow brethren.
并且为主的名是劳碌忍耐,
and they have patience for the purpose of God,
the name's sake,
and they detest of falsehood, and they there's no tolerance for the wicked. Even so, their knowledge of God is half and half.
Yeah. 所以保罗就写了一封信告诉他们，他们今天要知道的是什么。
Therefore, Paul wrote this letter to them and telling them what they need today.
所以我就想，以弗所的教会，他们尚且是这样，何况我们这班人。
So I think even the brethren at Ephesus are like this. Who are we to decide today? We are even probably far worse.
所以我们岂不是今天都好像保罗这样，要在神面前来祷告，求主呢，使我们真知道他。
We are like what Paul has stated, that we need to pray before God, and so that we will come to know Him more.
啊, 我们知道这个知道这个字, 啊, 是, 啊, 给我们有一些, 呃, 更多的知识。
Now, sometimes when we think of the word know, to know, we associate with knowledge.
啊, 你上学, 你读书, 读书, 呃, 看报纸, 或者, 呃, 各方面, 你,
Now you go to school, you learn, you read the newspaper, and you gain a lot of knowledge.
但何时那个知识成为真知道呢?
Now when does that knowledge become something that becomes a deep intimate knowledge?
就是你有这个知识再加上这个实际的经历的时候。
That is only true when you have this knowledge and also you have experienced that knowledge and they're put together.
我讲一讲我自己的失败啊。
I'm going to share a little bit of my own shortcomings.
我好几年前呢，我都有痛风症。
Oh, gout. Many years ago, I have gout.
咁呢，嗰次呢，突然间我个脚趾弓啊。 肿起上来，痛到非常嘅厉害。
And that at one point, my big toe was swollen and it was quite painful.
啊，咁啊，连着鞋都唔得。
And I cannot even put on my shoes.
行路咧都夹夹下嘅。
And as I walked, I wobble a little bit.
我相信我哋中间有好多弟兄都试过啦，你知道我讲乜嘢。
Maybe there's some among us that have experienced that pain as well.
咁我經歷過呢啲事情，我知道啊，呢個就叫做痛風。
And I went through this experience, and I know this is called gout.
但感謝主啊，有弟兄就介紹一張藥單俾我，咁我食咗，我就而家三年四年啦，都未曾發作過。
Now praise the Lord, because a brother recommended a medicine formula for me, and after I take it. It went away, and I haven't had it for 3 to 4 years now.
啊, 感谢主,
praise the Lord.
我亦都好放心,
I was released.
啊, 但是呢, 我告诉你听, 上一个月我不是去英国的,
and I tell you that, remember last month, I went to London, England.
啊, 咁在这个, Scotland, 苏格兰那里, 咁有一些东西, 佢哋話呢個係佢哋蘇格蘭嘅國家嘅食品。
And I was when I was traveling in Scotland, there was this national dish.
你話去親嘅人，你未食過咧，即係唔等於你去過咁樣。
And they said that if you have not tasted this delicacy, you have not been to Scotland.
嗰日又好幾肚餓咁，於是我就食。
And on that day, I was a little bit hungry, and so I ate this.
咁啊，食完之后咧，都冇乜事。不过第二日咧，就麻烦。After
I ate it on that same day, it was okay. Nothing happened. But the next day,
咁我开始咧就觉得，咦，我个脚趾弓有啲痛。The
next day, I started to feel a little bit of pain on my big toe.
啊，点知，哎，我或者对鞋夹咧，或者对鞋。 行得耐好痛，但系点不知咧，越嚟越痛，越嚟越痛。
And I thought maybe I have walked around too much, and my shoes not comfortable. But as time progressed, I feel more pain along the way.
咁我就后来我就知道，我太太就话，你系咪嗰啲嘢又嚟啊？
And as it come to light. My wife asked me, do you think it's the same problem resurfacing again?
我知道,是。你说我的痛风症又发作了。And
I know that, yes, it's true that the gout is coming back.
弟兄姐妹,你如果没试过,你不知道那个痛苦,但你如果试过,你应该很同情我。Brothers
and sisters, if you have not experienced this, that is good. You would not know its pain, but if you had experienced it, you know my pain.
从前我都知道呢啲嘅事，从前我都知道呢个痛苦。
I have heard of this pain in the past.
但是今次呢，我可以说我就知道，我真的知道那样东西是什么。
But today, at that moment, I truly know what that pain is.
因为我们以前不知道这件事情为什么会发生，怎样会 发出来。
In the past, I do not know why this would happen and how it would happen.
今次我就知道了，因为我吃了那些东西。
But this time, I know it's because I ate that national delicacy from Scotland.
你知道那个最出名的那些是什么来的？
Do you know what is that most famous Scottish dish? What that is?
苏格兰很多羊，但是他们不吃羊肉。
In Scotland, there are many sheep, but they do not eat the lamb.
他们是吃什么呢？是吃羊内脏，所有的肠啊、肺啊、肝啊、心啊，都买一嚿。
And what that delicacy is, they do not eat the sheep, but they eat the internal intestines, livers, all the internal organs of the sheep, and they would chop it, mince it together, and then make a dish out of that.
看来没什么东西，但是那些东西就是致命伤。
But that is the root cause of the pain that I felt.
所以听清楚，我以前知道痛风的事，我亦都经历过，但如今我真知道。
Now, brothers and sisters, in the past, I know of this pain from the goat, and now I experience that, and I know, truly know, what that pain feels like.
所以真知道，其实就话，我哋要深深嘅了解到嗰件事情。
Now, the deep and intimate knowledge of that means that we need to know it at that level.
我哋知道一啲嘅嘢，唔等于我哋完全嘅了解呢啲咁嘅东西。
We know something doesn't mean necessarily mean we understand completely of what that is.
我又举另外一个例，好似我哋星期五晚上，我哋咪有Stern弟兄喺我哋中间。
I will give another example. Like on Friday night, on the past Friday, we have a brother Stern with us.
嗱，咁佢经过佢嘅交通。我们就知道他一些东西了。
And through his sharing, we come to know him a little bit more.
我们知道他呢是老番来的。
We know he is a Caucasian.
Yeah, 但是他在中国出世。
But he was born in China.
他是讲流利的英文，但是他懂中文。
He speaks fluent English, but he also knows Chinese.
他爸爸呢是传教士，但是是传教那之后才信主的。
But his father was an evangelist, but he believed in the Lord after he was evangelizing. He was a missionary.
咁咧，我哋弟兄咧又收养咗两个红番做仔嘅。
And our brother also adopted two Indians, native Indians, as his sons.
所以我哋经过一次交通，哎呀，我知道晒我哋嘅弟兄嘅嘢。
Now through his sharing, we come to know lots about him.
但系你知唔知道？
But do you know truly how he's like?
你知唔知道佢中意啲乜嘢呢？
Do you know what he likes?
你知唔知道佢想做啲乜嘢？
Do you know what he wants to do?
弟兄姊妹明白吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you know?
我哋可以知道佢一啲嘅嘢。
We can know some facts about him.
但系我哋却唔一定知道佢呢个人系点样。
But we may not know truly how he is like. What kind of person he is?
转过来讲就话，你想唔想知道佢嘅嘢咧？
To turn to look at it at a different perspective, the question will be: Do you want to know more about him?
或者话佢愿唔愿意俾你知道佢啲嘢咧？
Or does this brother does he desire for you to know more about him?
所以弟兄姊妹啊，当我哋读呢个以弗所书嘅时候。
So, brothers and sisters, as we read the book of Ephesians,
保罗就话：我哋靠我哋嘅主耶稣基督，荣耀嘅父，将个赐人智慧同埋启示灵赐俾我哋，点样啊？使我哋真知道佢。
So, Paul in this book tells us that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, that He may grant you a spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that we can have a deep and intimate knowledge of Him.
唔单止话。 我哋愿意去真知道佢，多啲知道佢。
So that we have a heart desire to know him more.
原来神都愿意俾人知道佢多啲嘢嘅。
And also, God desires to show more, to reveal more of himself to us.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，我哋要真知道，唔系在乎人嘅聪明，亦都唔系在乎有几多嘅知识。
To have that deep and intimate knowledge is not, it's not of our understanding, it's not of our intelligence.
是在乎你愿不愿意知道，神愿不愿意给你知道，同埋在乎圣灵的智慧同埋佢嘅启示。
And what matters is, do you desire to know more, and does God desire to reveal more of himself to you, and also the working of the spirit of wisdom and revelation?
在何西阿书六章三节那里，他说，我们务要认识耶和华，竭力追求认识他。
In Hosea chapter 6 verse 3, there it states that we should... Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. His going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth. And Hosea 6:3.
Yeah. 我们务要认识耶和华，竭力追求认识他。这个中文。
Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord.
Yeah. 就到这么多了。
Okay.
我们要去认识他。
We need to know him.
不单止认识我们的主，我们要去认识我们的主的本人。
Not only to know about him, but we need to know of him.
认识他的作为。
Know of his works.
保罗为着这件事情，为着以弗所的教会，向神有一个这样的祷告。
For this matter, for the church of in Ephesus, Paul has his prayer.
要会让所有嘅属神嘅儿女真正嘅知道。
So that all the children of God that belong to him, may they come to know him intimately.
你知道我哋嘅神，佢嘅心系点样样嘅话
？If you know the heart of God,
你属灵嘅路就通达。
And your spiritual path, the way, it will be made clear to you.
你来聚会，你就冇问题。
And when you come to worship here, you will have no difficulties.
你读神嘅话，亦都冇呢个挣扎。
And when you read the words of God, you will not have a struggle.
你祷告，亦都系好容易嘅，嚟到开声嚟赞美佢。
And when you pray, it will be freely words that will be given to you.
因为真知道我们的主，你就会乐意的放低你手头上面的工作去服侍神。
Because when you know him intimately, you will let go of your task at hand and you will go and serve him.
你就会乐意的不会伤他的心去背向他。
And joyously, you would not have the desire to cause any sadness in the Lord's heart. Because you know God desires that you come and you seek him. And God desires to see the children of God to pursue after him. And not just to pursue my own desire, my own gains.
其实主真系好愿意向人打开佢自己。
Truly, God desires to reveal Himself to us.
因为喺诗篇嗰度，二十五篇十二节、十四节嗰度话，嗰啲敬畏神嘅人，个神必定指示佢嘅道路。
Now in Psalms 25, verse 12 to 14, there it tells us that those who have a fear of the Lord, God will remember them.
耶和华呢,
And Jehovah draws close to those who draws close to Him. And He will reveal to them His words.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so, brothers and sisters, God desires you to know Him. And we need to know Him. It's truly we desire that we'll be able to live in that condition. Paul, for the church at Ephesus, he prayed in such a manner. Likewise, may we have a heart's desire to have the same prayer. Because when we know Him, when we know Him intimately, the spiritual path that we're on, it will be open clearly, point directly to the Father. Now the question today is, are we willing to receive this revelation? To receive these words of encouragement. Now, I do not have enough time today and I cannot continue with my sharing. God desires us to know Him, and may we have a desire to seek after Him and to know Him at an intimate level. Let us have a prayer. Lord Jesus, we thank Thee and we praise Thee. You save us, you gave us eternal life, and you help us to depart from sin and suffering. Lord, to us, this is such a great blessing. But Lord, there's another desire in your heart. In addition to the blessing that you have gave us, you also desire that those who believe you to manifest thy glory. So Lord, we ask you to help us understand how we are to live before thee so that your heart's desire may be satisfied. And Lord, may you grant us that spirit of knowledge and wisdom and revelation so that we can truly know, truly come to know you. Thank you, Lord. We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.